Hello and welcome to Journey with the New Children Teleconference at SaturnIIIlightFlyers.com. I'm Janice Bordway.
And I'm Michael Bordway.
And tonight we're so happy to have with us our friend and guest speaker, Eva Marie Mora. Eva Marie Mora is a clairvoyant, medical intuitive, and spiritual teacher. She is the founder of the Quantum Angel Healing Method and is the author of Quantum Angel Love, Quantum Angel Children, Activating Divine Power, and Quantum Angel Healing. Eva Maria's book, Quantum Angel Healing, clearly describes her science-based healing method that teaches everyone how to use spiritual energy to eliminate emotional blockages, reverse disease, and remove pain so we may all achieve balance, wellness, and wholeness in our lives. As instructed by Spirit in a dream, she founded a nonprofit organization to support ADD, ADHD children and organized the first spiritual charity event, Children of the Light Conference, in Germany. To learn more about Eva Maria, please visit her website at www.quantumangel.com. And Eva, thank you so much for being with us this evening. We're so excited.
Oh, thank you too, Denise and Michael, Tristan. I've been a listener of your show for almost every show when I can make it. If not, I listen to the recording, and there have been so many wonderful speakers on there with great information, with helpful advice and their insights. So I'm actually honored to be here as a guest tonight, as a speaker, to share what I experienced or whatever you want me to share with the listeners out there. I really share from my heart, and I feel it's a very honorable and very important cause that you follow with this radio show, because I know that people will be feeling that they're not alone, that there's more families going through the same interesting situations and challenges. So this is really, really helpful what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Eva. We really appreciate that so much. Thank you. And we would love, I know this is such an interesting story, and we would love for you to share, you know, with our listeners your journey that led you to creating the Quantum Angel Healing Method, if you would, please.
Okay, I can do that. It started with me needing help. So I was in a situation when my little baby son was 6 months old, just had the little first tooth, and I wasn't feeling good. And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I'm just not sleeping enough or what. But I had a lot of pain in my body, and I went to the doctors to find out that if I keep going, first of all, they were wondering how I can actually walk with this blood work results. And they said, you probably have 4 weeks to live. So being a young mother with a little baby, that was a big, big wake-up call, a big shock, because I was a top management consultant before. I felt like nothing, you know, is too difficult in my life. I can achieve everything. I always did. But that time, I could not. And it was the first really huge wake-up call. And I know many of you had your own wake-up calls, which now, 15 years later, I call initiations. So it started with a need for healing for myself and for understanding and learning why a person gets ill or why a person has a difficult life situation, a crisis. And I was studying with many teachers from around the world. I went to workshops and learned more about alternative healing, and I was guided again to speak with my angels, which I had done when I was little, but during my years in business, I used my intuition, but I wasn't so aware like I am today. So I rediscovered my own gifts, and I was following my guidance and study with different teachers, like I said, and also, I did the state licensed state healing practitioner thing in Germany. That's a big deal. It's like being a medical doctor. You go to college for 3 years. So I did that because I'm a person that is very thorough. I don't believe in hocus pocus. I believe in, really facts.
That's amazing. I didn't know they had a 3-year program and
yes.
That's amazing. What is it that what? So can you share with me what you studied? What type of classes you took?
That would be boring to you. It's basically the state makes sure that you can treat patients and you don't do any harm to them. So you learn a lot what you don't need. Okay, you learn a lot about, you know, when somebody's suicidal and what to do according to the law. And I learned more from spiritual teachers from around the world, from masters from India, from people from Tibet, from people from China, New Zealand, and Switzerland, and the U.S. So I studied with a lot of different teachers. That's where I learned on the earthly realm. And then I was instructed by my angels directly, by God and the angels, because I felt there's limitations to a lot of what the healing practitioners and the doctors share. It's limited when you're not having the access to the unlimitedness, to the consciousness, to the quantum field, what I call it. So I studied quantum physics and understood that our thoughts and our emotions actually influence the outcome of a situation.
Eva, I was wondering if you could elaborate a little more on what is meant by quantum angel healing. I know you named your book after that, so.
Yeah, I was looking for the solution, why a person is sick and why a person is in this situation. And I studied quantum physics just like a layperson. I'm not a super expert in it, but I studied it to understand the concept that your thoughts and emotions affect the outcome of a situation. And if you have emotional energy stored inside of your body, Candace Pert did a lot of research, Dr. Candace Pert did a lot of research, Dr. Bruce Lipton did a lot of research, Greg Braden, you know, all those people did the research, the scientific research, with which I'm grateful for and I studied. But I found out how to identify this emotional energy that causes a cell to mutate and become cancer, or that causes an organ not to function anymore. It's energy patterns, it's information that is in the cells, in the cellular structure and in the DNA. Just like the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, who shows with water crystals that love or hatred, this information in a drop of water expressed in a different shape and form in a water crystal. I'm sure you've seen those pictures. So what is important is to identify what information is stored in the energy field, in the energy body of a person. And I can access that, and I can teach others how to do that. And therefore, you have to go really high in energy and connect with your guides and angels to go to the quantum field. I show people how to do this in my certification programs. And then it's like watching a movie. You see what happened when a person was 3 years old, why there was so much pain, and why there's such a shock in the system that this adult now behaves in that way, or this is because something happened in a past life and now we have those symptoms. You can identify when you have access to the quantum field where it comes from. And I describe it like the spiritual internet. Like you access with a computer, that is us, the internet, the spiritual internet, the quantum field, and you put in the address and you can access the information of a being, and it doesn't have to be in the same room. It can be a person from around the world. I work with many clients that are in different countries over the phone, so you don't have to be in the same physical room. You go in a higher dimension where we are all one and where all information is accessible. That is why I call it quantum angel, The angels help us to get there. The angels are the ones that give me the information, that show me the picture. They're like my internet service provider, if you want to call it that way. And I work with them in the diagnostic of where a disease comes from, but more so important, in the transformation of that energy that caused the symptom. And we're changing the information with a high vibration of God and the angels.
Mm. Okay.
I can go on for hours, but I give you a chance to
That's
ask the question.
Good. No, that, it's so interesting, very interesting. Yeah.
So we can create this hardship on ourselves, and then, of course, we can unlearn or remove it just as well. Is that right?
Yes, and a lot of it happens in the subconsciousness, that we are not aware of how we created it or what was programmed as information into our beingness when we were little or even on a soul level from a past life. So I identified in my book the four main programmings that people have. One is self-hurts program. I found out that they, through bad experiences with their loved ones, the loss of a was what they loved, or who they loved, rejection, or the fear of being rejected. There's a whole progression. It starts with a little thing, then it's a bully out into a whole program. Like software, and of that program, no matter what the incoming information, always automatically react and assert what not loved by your partner. And when he even gives you, he's just criticizing me, and it's not real, or the all this yada, yada, yada. Those are the subconscious want, for example, a wonderful relationship, this love hurts program going on. You're sending, like we're a radio receiver or this is how the law of attraction works. No, I'm not lovable, for example. And the law of attraction, we attract a person into our life, this program and this belief system, and treats as a core program becomes, you know, harder. And in order to change something, we need to change the programming. And I know I use a lot of computer. And comprehend it. But it's more sessions. They're just really deeply, and they're crying, or they just are really transforming the feelings and the emotional example for your brain to comprehend the science behind doing the session. People can like a new download and your whole body transformation wherever this person is. So it's an intense energy, because energy doesn't disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like when you're cooking something, the only way to cook potatoes is if you add, you can talk to the potatoes for half an hour and nothing is changed. My energy in order to change a cell, the structure of dough or ice, you know, if you take ice cubes, it's emotional, more energy in order for the ice to become liquid, steam, and for the steam to be gone. So this is the point. I have a million examples of stories, of healing stories, so those I will.
Yeah, that's really great. I do have a question for you, Eva Maria, is that Am I coming out clear? Because right now we're having a little difficulty. It's a little staticky for some reason. I was wondering if you could hear me clearly.
But I don't know if you can hear me clearly.
I can't hear.
I wonder if we can go ahead and just call you back. We'll just check out and call you right back within a couple of seconds here, if that's all right.
Yeah, do you have my number? Can you?
The moderator has left the conference.
Hello.
She's not on yet.
Okay. I hope she calls back.
So, why don't for the headphones there? Why don't we give our listeners some information regarding Eva Marie while we're waiting for her to call back?
We're waiting for her. We had a bad connection, so hopefully Eva will call back in just a minute. It was cut off. And Eva is the author of many books, and the one that was just translated into English from German is Quantum Angel Healing. And we've been reading that book for a few weeks now, and it's just really amazing book with wonderful exercises, and that's what she was just talking about earlier. And like I said before, it is based on her quantum angel healing method, which is a science-based healing method that teaches everyone how to use spiritual energy to eliminate emotional blockages, reverse disease, and remove pain so we may all achieve balance, wellness, and wholeness in our lives. And if everyone is interested, they can find this book at Eva Maria's website, and that is quantumangelblog.com/products-page/. And it really is a wonderful book. And we're wondering if where Eva is. She hasn't called back. Let's see.
She might be finding another phone, perhaps.
Maybe she's using another phone. I'm hoping she's finding another phone.
The phone. The internet reception is not coming through clearly. There is an echo delay.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Marianne, for letting us know. That's what we were experiencing, too. So that's why we're hoping we asked Eva Marie to call back so she can give us some more information. I also wanted to tell you that Eva Maria also is the founder of the Children of Light, and that is a organization to support children that have been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. And all that information came to Eva Maria in a really interesting way, and I hope she calls us back so we can get her story. It's really interesting how, and she actually had.
Hello.
Oh, Eva, hi.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry,
hi. You got me out somehow.
No,
I'm glad you got through. It sounds great now. Now, I'm wondering. I know you went into a wonderful. I was just telling them more about you and your book, and I know you were also discussing. The quantum healing formula and the issues of self-rejection resistance, is that correct? Because you were cutting out at that point.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Some energies cut me out here. So I'm back, and with the intention that you can all hear me clearly. I was talking about the love hurts program, and I was talking about that there is more than one program, but that is just one, and why we have certain life situations is because of our subconsciousness, of our programmings, of our belief systems, and the emotions that are connected to that. Very powerful emotions, negative emotions, doubts and fears, etc., etc. And that with the quantum angel healing, we found a way to transform those. So people are free of that. They feel completely different. Some people carry burdens from their parents or from wherever for decades. And within a 1 hour session, people are transformed, and that is through the work that God and the angels do. I'm just a conduit. I'm just the channel for that. I don't heal anybody personally. I don't, but I am able to raise my vibration so high so I can clearly speak with them and translate what they're saying, explain what they're saying, and help the people to understand it, and then with the energy that the angels provide, God and the angels provide, to transform the cause for an illness or a difficult life situation. And we do that for a lot of children and families with children that have autism, for example, or children that are called, they have ADD and ADHD. So if you want me to, I can explain a little more how quantum angel healing works with children.
Yes, I love that, because I was just talking to everyone about your story. You have an interesting story about how the Children of Light, you know, was created. So this is definitely a beautiful time of sharing all that information with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the work quantum angel healing, I explained about that, and I teach it in certification programs, and one mother took this program, and she was pregnant with her second child, and her little son actually was not able to walk up the steps, the 20 steps up to her house. She was living in a big house there, and she always had to carry him up those steps, and he didn't want to. When he was little, he couldn't, but then when he could walk, he didn't want to. He said, "I can't, Mom, I can't walk, I can't walk." And then she was pregnant with a second child, and she really couldn't carry him up those steps anymore. And she came to my class and said, "You know, I have this situation going on, and it's really... I've tried everything. We went to psychologists. We went to the doctors. We did everything. This child does not want to walk up those steps." And we found out what to do about it. She got this information, and that she could do it because she learned the modality in the certification program. So she went home, and it's a hands-on modality where you are the conduit for God's and angel's healing energy. So she laid hands on his heart chakra and received the information from the angels what was wrong with her little boy. And we're receiving the pictures and messages just like you watch in a movie. And she saw that in a past life he was a mountain climber, and he went on a high mountain, and from that mountain, he had an accident, fell down, and died. So he had this subconscious fear of heights, so much so that he doesn't even want to climb just a normal step. So she saw this accident, she saw this information, and asked for the angels to transform the cause of his behavior. Within a day, she sent me an email and said, "You know what? My little boy, he's running up and down those steps, and he is just like a new child, and I'm so relieved because I'm 5 months pregnant. I can't carry him no more." Just a little story which makes such a huge difference in a mother's life and in a child's life. And we all have things that are limiting us, that are holding us back, that are causing us pain, where things are not going good, especially in those huge times of change here on the planet. A lot of people go through a lot of pain, and we have a way to help them and to see where they cannot see and to apply energy and transform where the true cause is, not just cover a symptom.
And that's really that's a really good point. Eventually that little boy at some point would have, you know, walked up those stairs when he was older or whatever. However, he would have still carried the trauma from that past life into so many areas of his current life.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't walk up there. He couldn't.
No, but just saying, but, you know, the healing was just at such a deep level.
Yeah, it's at a deep level. It's like if you have a deep phobia, you know,
yes,
for whatever, you're panicking for whatever reason, you cannot find the cause by yourself and think it's over. People treat them and they medicate our children all the time because they are seeing things, they're hearing voices, they talk to the angels, they see their invisible friends. I have another mother with a little boy in Germany. He's in kindergarten over there, 3 years old. He's a very beautiful clairvoyant child. He came to the conference, which I will explain a little more about the conference. So I know this child, and I can communicate with him telepathically because that's what he does. So he walks into those situations all the time where he gets a lot of rejection from the quote-unquote muggle people that are not aware of what he's aware of. And for example, he talks about that, oh, yesterday I had a new brother. He was born in southern France. Because he's connected to this soul, and he knew that his soul came in into a little body in southern France, for example. And then the kindergarten teachers look at him and say, you're like so out of it, you're nuts. They talk to the mother and say, your son is so borderline. You know, he said you had another child in southern France yesterday, okay? And yes, it's the truth. The children speak the truth. They're just in a different awareness, in a different sense of connectiveness. We don't have to explain them that there is oneness and that there is a spiritual internet that we're all connected through, a divine matrix, whatever you want to call that field of oneness. We are connected, and if we are in tuned into that, just that, like that little boy, you can feel things, what is going on around the planet or other planets or other dimensions. Sometimes we need to go in other dimensions to get our answers. And I know that you understand what I'm talking about. So,
yes. Yeah, we're one of those dimensional kids. And it's, you know, and another thing you brought up too, it's so interesting, is these children coming for, you know, for several years now, and they bring in so much, you know, the memories of all these different lives and so on, with many traumas. And so many of them, it looks like they're having a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress syndrome. So
yes.
You know, because they're reliving everything right now. And so your quantum angel healing is really wonderful for being able to get right in there and resolve that and help them resolve that and do the
healing. Yes.
So do you see that quite a bit?
I see that quite a bit. I work with a person today, and her son is 19 years old, and ever since he had his first day on Earth, he struggled with being here. And I could see in his energy body that he is not really in the body and that he is not grounded. His feet do not touch the earth here. It's like he was into his body up to his knees. So sometimes when he sits there, people think it's total apathy or he's not there. Yes, he is not there. He's really not all the way into the body. And
right,
there's ways that you can work with this person, and that's what we did to help him transform all the awful things that he experienced in this lifetime by being the way he is and to anchor his light body all the way into his physical body so he can do what he came here for.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
That's good to do. Yeah, I could have used your services about 4 years ago. For some reason, I couldn't get on a ladder. I never had that problem before. And then later I was told, well, in, what was it, Atlantis or Lemuria, I was building walls and I fell down and broke my legs at that age, which was kind of interesting.
Yes, things all of a sudden pop in that you carry and then they're activated. They're like dormant in a good sense and in a not so good sense. So in a not so good sense, like you just described, this is activated and then it limits you until you resolve it. In another way, and this is happening all the time, our information, our 12-strand DNA, our light codes are activated more and more and more. And the new kids come in with a fully activated 12-strand DNA. So things that are positive through the raising of the vibration, through more higher energies, we can activate those. Those abilities and the information that we carry in ourselves. All of us have that. None is better or less than the other. We're all divine God essence, is at least what I experience. Some are aware of it, some are ignoring it, and some are living it. That's the only difference.
Yeah, that's very true. That's true. And the kids do. They come with so much. You know, they're just plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, teaching us all over again. So that's been a really exciting and amazing journey with Tristan, is taking us back to what we had as children, but had, but he's times a million, though, really. And, but that not really, you know, being validated in those days and going back to it. So that's been really exciting. I remember that. So he's been a true teacher, that's for sure, as all these children are.
Mm-hmm. Children are. And I learned so much when I wrote the book about the children of the light, because I was, it was a divine assignment. I didn't know that I would do that. And I took this assignment on, and I had new guides coming in, and they called themselves the Committee of the Children of the Light, and they were partly angels. It was a whole committee, partly guardians of different star systems, also incarnated children of the light in this universe, and children of the light that were not incarnated yet. And they explained the whole system of why it is the way it is, and that there was an assembly a long, long time ago, and that there was a decision made that at this time these souls would come in and what they would do here. And they explained all that to me, and they explained the different vibrations. And I know people have different names, like Indigo Kids, Crystals, Star Kids, whatever. I just sense the difference in vibration, but I don't really put this label on them. I don't put them in categories. So they were explaining why they were here, and they gave me all this information to write in the book and what parents can do when they have a child like this, when they're wanting to conceive a child. It starts with that, and with the pregnancy it goes through all the ages, what to do with the kids and how they can help them, for example, to welcome the child when it's born and integrate the child into the family and really, really be aware and gift the child with love, with time, with patience, with gifts like that. I don't mean buy toys, and to have a godmother and a godfather to really guide the child on this earth, because many have not been here. They don't know how things are working. And it might be that you have three children. I just talked to a mother the other day, and she's pregnant right now, and I saw that this child that she has now has never been here. So things that are normal for the other kids this one would not know, would not understand, and to be really patient and explain, you know, this is what it is. This is a flower. This is a tree. Whatever. They might not know this, even if it sounds so basic. So the Children of the Light gave me all this information, and it's not published in English yet. So
that's what I was. I had a question from Susan from Pennsylvania. Are your other books in English?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I have like those four books out in German. So let's all send this to the. To the universe here to have a U.S. publisher contacting me, and then they can have all this information. I think it's important to bring it out. So the first one is out of Quantum Angel Healing, and this is not, but I can share this information with everybody if you want to call me for a private session or whatever. Sorry, Susan, keep wishing with me, and then it will happen. I just wanted to explain that... in the last chapter of this book, I didn't know what to put in the last chapter. One morning, I woke up and heard this voice, and it was a pretty loud voice. I was between, you know, waking up and still a little bit asleep, and I heard this voice, and they were talking about the Children of the Light Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, the Children of the Light Conference, what is this? And they showed me that there is a conference and that there are children on stage and that there are adults, but a lot of children, all ages, and that they would receive gifts also, young children and kids in their 20s that have projects to help other kids. They receive donations from a charity that I should, you know, create and then do this conference. So I got all this information, and I wrote it in the book at the last chapter, and I had no idea how to do all this. And it's probably a good thing that I didn't know before. But it was another assignment that I was given to do, and we founded the charity, and it's a true charity, meaning that every dime that gets in is for children projects, and we're helping a wonderful project where kids are planting trees all over the globe. We have a project that some, they call themselves Indigos, do there in their 20s, and they help teenagers that are suicidal, that really can't handle it anymore to being on this planet. They've been on Ritalin, they've been in and out of psychiatric hospitals, they're suicidal, to help them, to have a person to talk to them and understand them and get them off the streets and yeah, just be there for them. So this is all those projects, the charity that I founded and are really working actively all the time to get this information out, created then this conference that I was shown in my dream, quote-unquote, message. So it was last year in October, and I worked 2 years to prepare this conference because it was 6 programs in one. It was for the adults, for all the parents that were there, 2.5 days, and it was for children, all age groups, so 3 to 6, 6 to 9, 9 to 12, the teenagers. They all had their own little conference within a conference. Sometimes they were all together on stage, other times they were in different rooms and doing the things that are really interesting to them, and then represented all the projects and had a lot of musicians there, had beautiful people there, and it was just for the whole family because it's about all of us coming together, not just, you know, one member of the family going to whatever spiritual conference, but the whole family, and to understand that we need to be supporting each other. So we had a big gathering of 500-600 people, and it was such a high vibration, and it was only for a good cause. All the speakers were there voluntarily. All the helpers were there voluntarily, meaning that no money was the motivation why people would do that. Not for me either. So I invested 2 years of my life because I did that since I was, I don't know, picked to do that, and Spirit knows that I follow through with my assignment. So And we do this every other year. So the next one will be the last weekend of July in Frankfurt, Germany. And we will invite also international speakers and listeners from this show or speakers that have been on here before to support that and to get it out into the world. And if anybody of you out there wants to do the same in the U.S., feel free to contact me. I have, you know, information to share how to do this. I learned that by guidance and through trial and error, and it was a little stressful sometimes through the operational part, but it all came together, and especially because I have a big community of quantum angel healers in Germany. I have trained people there for the last, I don't know, almost 10 years now, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people that practice quantum angel healing, that have their own practice. And I train them also to treat children when mothers come with their children. And there's a special program for that. And now I have certified teachers who are also teaching children, kids and teens, from 6 years on till they're 16, and then they come to the adult program. But from the small kids, we're teaching a very brief version of quantum angel healing in 4 hours, where children learn how to connect safely with their spirit guides and with their angels, and how to clear energy if it doesn't feel good in a room, in school, or at home, how to treat their animals, how to help their siblings. So I have a huge community in Europe, and they all came together for the conference and decorated the rooms. One looked like the Rainbow Land, the other was the Fairy Land, according to the age groups. And we're all wanting to help the whole planet to shift, the children to feel at home here, and to honor what they come here for. So I wish this is going on all over the world. This is my deepest wish, that there's other people feeling that calling, doing something like that, and or just whatever is in our all best interest for the future of humanity and of this planet. That is what I'm supporting, and that is what I'm here for. So if you have any questions, you can contact me.
Yes, definitely. And the conference, I know it sounds wonderful. And that is July, the last weekend of July 2012, right? 2012.
And it's the 27th till the 29th. And actually, a very, very old lady came to the Children of the Light conference last year. She was in her 90s.
Mm.
And she came to me and said that she knew that something like that would happen for many, many decades. She was a scholar of the Mayan calendar and of so many other ancient knowledge. And she came to me and she thanked me for that it was done. Finally, she was waiting for that. It was one of the prophecies. And I asked this lady then later, what would be the next date? And she gave me this date. So it's July 27th to July 29th in Frankfurt, Germany. So it will be an international conference. And, it will be very, very special. It's important that we give a forum for mm-hmm. healing and peace and understanding, and to hear the children, not only to have us authors or whatever else smart people to talk about them, but let them speak and understand directly what they have to share. And that was just so amazing. It was amazing. Everybody was just really touched and deeply moved. We had Aeolia there, and maybe you know him. He is a musician for, I don't know, for 30 years, he's a good friend of mine, and he came and flew in from the U.S. To start with a concert, because we have an opening concert, and he and I saw that it was also to anchor certain energies at this special city where it took place. was in Kassel, Germany, and to anchor the Blu-ray there. And it was a small conference compared to what else is going on in the world, but it was really, really pure, and it was very, very important. And from 3 months old or even smaller to 99 years old, everybody was there, all age groups, and they were all sharing and contributing and giving and receiving. It was just great.
Well, that's beautiful. I know that we're planning on being there in July.
Yes. Yay! I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, yes. And now we do have a question. You were answering it before, but I wanted to make sure Marianne had her question, asked. And that is, what tips do you have for parents and grandparents who are raising light children? How can we best support and nurture them?
Okay. Very broad question. So it's easier to answer a question for a certain situation. Okay. First of all, to listen to them and to understand that what they're saying from their perspective is their truth. Not wanting to do the best for them, what we think is the best for them. Because we all mean well as parents and grandparents. Like this young gentleman I treated this morning, his father thought it would be really good that he works in a bank now because that's kind of like safe to him or whatever. But that was not what this child needed. So to really listen, to nurture them is easy, is to love them the way they are and to see their gifts, what they brought in, and not to put on them what we think is good for them, but to ask, what would you like? What does feel good to you? Is this color good? Do you like this food? Is this room nice? Just to create an environment at home that feels safe to them. I asked my little son what he wanted when he was 2 or 3, and he went and took some of my crystals, 4 crystals he picked, and he put one at each corner of his bed. He had those bunk beds and put it on the wooden frame exactly where they needed to be and created a grid system of a pyramid of light. I had never seen anything like that, but he did that. So listen to them, what they have, what they bring in. And that is actually not a new philosophy that I came up with. No, it's not. Okay, my husband, he has studied with a Hopi Apache shaman for many years, and we actually met through a vision quest in northern Arizona. So that's how we met. He is a shamanic practitioner, and he was sharing that the Native Americans observe the little kids when they're, age 1 to 5, and see what they're doing, if they like to horseback ride, if they like to fish, if they like to make fire, if they play an instrument, if they are creative with arts or whatever. Just to look and watch at an early age, the kids are showing us what is their talent, what do they like, and what is it that they come in here for. And then maybe later, when they're older than 5 and the teenagers, they experiment. They do all kinds of different things. But the essence and the information, what is their spirit, is captured by the elders and the parents and then shared again. And that's why those names are there. Like my husband's name is Michael Bearhawk. He has the energy of a bear, but also the energy of a hawk. And he has special qualities that are connected to that. So just love your child the way it is and don't try to change your child and try to help them that the world fits around them. Don't try to make them fit into this world, into this school system, into this kindergarten situation. Don't make make them fit in here. Listen to them because they're here to change it, what no longer works.
Yes, that's, thank you for that, Eva Maria. And, you know, it's so true. It's just really believing in them, listening and believing in them. And they know when you believe in them. And it's interesting now that Tristan's 17, he goes to a teen group, a spiritual teen group that he's really enjoying. And the kids are great, and they're just sharing so much together. And I have to say that it was kind of nice hearing from him the other day after he went to the group, because he said, you know, he said, I always thought, you know, families were like us, and you and Dad always listened to me and believed everything I've always said. He said, but there's, you know, kids in there, and they can't even tell their parents what they're experiencing, or, you know, there's all kinds of things going on at home, or they don't believe their children. He said, and it's really nice I can tell you and Dad, because you always believed in me. So I just had to share that. It was a nice, I was like, finally he's, you know, figured that out. It made me feel good. You know, so that was kind of, so that really, that listening and believing in him is so, so important.
We had another question here, Eva. We also have some listeners who are in the planning stages of starting a family. What can couples do to prepare themselves for this?
Mm-hmm. Find out if they really are ready for it, or if they have some maybe fears, or they feel like they have to have children. So just really do a check on yourself first. Why would you want this? Is it expected, or is this your true wish? I really say that because I've seen a lot of things. So, okay, if you know it's a given, you truly feel ready that you can give a child a home, then there are several things you can do. You can either conceive a child through your own physical body, or you can give an orphaned or some other child a home to start a family. Another thing just to consider, okay? And it will show you how ready you are to really help the children off this planet. So if you want to really conceive your own physical child and you think that is important and you feel it's important, your family, the partners both feel that, because it's easier to have two people raise a child. I know there's single moms and single dads that do a wonderful, wonderful job. Don't get me wrong, people, but it is easier if you have, you know, starting a family with more than one person, okay? So to prepare the physical body,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend to really detox the physical body. And maybe that's a no-brainer and common sense, but, you know, smoking, mm-hmm. drinking, drugs, and all those things are not necessarily helpful for a child. So detox the physical body. And then detox your thinking and your spiritual body. Do energetic clearing. Clear your chakra system. And then go into your heart and let the light, the love of your heart expand, expand, and expand. And send that signal out. Send the signal out like you would send off an email, but do it from your heart and say, please come to us. We are so looking forward to having you in our family. We really want to support you. We know you bring in all those great gifts, and we are committed to do everything that we can to help you be happy and be loved here, okay? So you send out that signal, I'm ready, you can come in, because you'll be surprised how many souls are already visiting the families. And that was one thing at the conference. I got this message before that people who want to receive a child, they should come to this conference, because all the unborn children of the light, they were hovering over the audience, and you can see all the orbs pictures on all the documents that we have on all the photography. So they're around you already. Just talk to them and say, you can come in. I'm ready. Help me and help my partner so we have the quiet time, because we need to have a high love vibration to bring in the highest vibrating souls. So it's all about the love vibration. And what you can do too is, I call it run energy, build up a field of energy between your hands, and that looks like golden light, mm-hmm. like a ball of golden light. And I explain that in my book, that you can take this ball of golden light and place it into your male or female organs to really create light in the uterus, for example. Some kids said, Mom, I can't come in there. It's so dark in there. And that means that the physical organs and the chakras are not clear. They are dark. They're full of darker energies. So to really clear your own energy field, to raise the love vibration, to say I'm ready is what I recommend.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it looks like we're coming up to the top of the hour, but I think, Eva, you suggested perhaps a meditation maybe toward the end, or do we have a chance to talk after the meditation, or how do you want to handle that?
Yeah, do you have time?
I have time, but I don't know if we are gone in a few minutes or what, because I don't know how long this will be.
Oh, this is...
Well, it's as long as we want it to be, actually.
okay, good, because I give a lot of radio interviews, and they're always like, okay, now the news comes or the weather or whatever. We don't have that issue, right?
We don't have any interruption except our energy. We would love, yes, that was a wonderful suggestion that you had about a channeled meditation, and if you'd like to do that now, we would really love that.
Can we talk after the meditation, or how does that work?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm available. I'm here as long as you want me to.
Thank you.
So whatever you want to do regarding that, it's all yours.
Okay, good. All right. Just drink a sip of water. That's what I do. Get comfortable, everybody out there. Lay down or find a very comfortable spot and tell everybody around you not to disturb you right now. So find a comfortable spot. Make sure that, you're just comfortable also in your clothes and find a good spot. And for every meditation, it's important to set an intention. So for the parents out there who want to conceive a child, that would be your intention for this meditation, to have divine guidance and to get you ready for that. Or for other people out there who want help with their own inner child that might be hurting, to get help with that. Or your children to get help at school, whatever it is. Take a moment, go into your heart, take a deep breath. Your nose, out of your mouth, go into your heart in this place of love, this place of light, and be quiet and listen to your heart's desire, and then set that intention for this meditation for yourself. And now you hold the focus of this light in your heart, and you expand it, and you might feel warmth and tingling. Just with your thought, you're expanding your own light in your upper body, your arms and shoulders, and your head, into the lower body and your legs. Just gently and slowly, your light expands as if you would blow up a balloon. And your whole physical body and further your energy field is filled with your own loving divine presence. Just become aware of that. And if you like, you can call in now your guardian angels, your spirit guides, God, goddess energy, whoever you feel comfortable, the source of the highest love is what I call in for all of us. The highest source of love, the highest vibration of love. to surround us, to enter our beingness, all our cells, and to dissolve possible obstacles, possible energies, belief systems, patterns, or programmings that could be in the way or blocking our heart's desire to come true. So I ask this highest source of love to gently dissolve this limiting information out of our system. And just relax and keep breathing. I'm asking for all of us that if there is a belief system that things are not possible or that we are not deserving, that our heart's desires come true, or that we feel guilty or rightfully punished or anything like that, I'm asking Archangel Michael now to come in and to transform those ideas or belief systems, and to transform all limiting energies that we have inside of our system or attached to us. Please, God, do a deep clearing of all of those limiting energies. We're asking now that all the energy systems in our bodies, in our physical bodies and light bodies, are working again, like the electricity system in the house, that every light bulb that is not working is exchanged, that everything, all the meridians, everything is connected again, so that our highest source of energy from our higher selves can flow freely, and that we can turn up our light frequency right now. The angels are working in our energy systems, and sometimes new connections are made, including in our neural system, our meridians, all our organs. They're also helping for people who cannot physically conceive children to make that possible now, make it work again, and to optimize the divine blueprint in all of us for optimum health, happiness, longevity. And we're asking Archangel Michael now to open up all our receivers for information that is subtle, that is spirit information and guidance, so we can follow this guidance on our path to happiness and on our path to fulfillment of our heart's desires. We're asking Archangel Metatron now to please delete all the challenges that we created in our book of life, on a conscious level or subconscious level, all the obstacles and challenges to be removed now for good, so that we can do what we came here for and live our divine purpose. And we're asking our guides and angels and our high consciousness now to be aware that we are all connected, that we are all one, children of the light, like a star system. And please send out your light now to your brothers and sisters of the light, to the children of the light, no matter how old they are, and to promise them that we're all doing this together. to be available and to be in service so the divine plan can be fulfilled. Now feel the power of the connectedness. You're not alone. There's a lot of powerful, loving children of the light out there, ready to meet you, ready to support you, ready to help you, and vice versa. And feel the joy about this now in your heart, and the gratitude that we are indeed connected. And feel the joy and the gratitude now that the gates are opening up for us and that all this wonderful energy that we have been longing for and waiting for will manifest in the different forms, whatever your intention was. And feel it now. Feel it in your hands. Feel it in your life. And see that it is there. And understand it has always been there. And we're anchoring this energy that is manifesting in different forms for all of us now on this plane, in this dimension, on this earth. We're bringing it in. We're downloading it like information from the internet, like a picture downloaded from the internet. Download this energy now into your own life and put it into your heart. And feel how good that feels. This is yours. And this is yours to share. And feel your physical body being relaxed, feeling renewed and good. And make a conscious choice to bring in all the wonderful information that you have accessible on the soul level that you came in with, that you will bring it in. Whatever books you need to write or speaking engagements you will do or just loving messages you share with your grandkids, you will bring it in from your soul through your heart and you will express it. And this is so like a beautiful garden. All the seeds are out there and now the garden can grow. I thank you for this opportunity, and I thank all the divine helpers in this meditation. I thank God, Goddess Energy, all of you beautiful lights out there. And I'm very, very happy about all this, but your happy hearts and your happy lights. Come all the way back now into your physical body with your consciousness. Know that you have this picture in your heart, and that is the signal you're sending out. And everything you need to have happen in your life to make this a reality will happen now. And if you have somebody in the room, give this person a hug, or if you don't, give yourself a hug and know that you are loved.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Oh,
thank you.
I feel very relaxed.
We're hugging, so it took a minute to come back. That was great. Thank you so much, Eva. You have, but they're in German. You have some CDs, so we have to have those translated too. With
yes, I have a lot of work ahead of me, and believe me, I'm 7 days a week busy, and I will soon this year bring through all the meditations, and I will have them available then on the website as well. We're working a lot to make all this happen, and yeah, if there's anybody who is bored out there who want to support that, please write an email to contact@quantumangel.com. And there's young people that say, you know, I have technical knowledge and I'm so good with Facebook and internet, whatever, and all this, and can help. I could use that help so that we can bring it out faster. That is my wish. And I invite you to share your gifts. I share mine. And like I saw in the meditation, that looks pretty good if we all do that. It looks really great.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And I was going to say that and I'm so grateful that your Quantum Angel Healing book is out in English, because that is just a wonderful book. And I was telling Eva before we started recording this, is that we have all the yellow papers in our book with each exercise, because it's really wonderful to you know, choose which one you're going to do today, and the angel breath is one we do every day. And so very meaningful and just lovely to do. And just like her meditation she did with all of them, it's with the same love and the same care, and it is very meaningful. Thank you so much, Eva. And I wanted to tell them also, when we were disconnected there for a few minutes, I gave them this information, but I want to do it again. In order to order Eva Maria's Quantum Angel Healing book, you can visit her blog at quantumangelblog.com/products-page/. And in my email later tonight, I will send that out to everyone, because I'm feeling like you're going to want that book too, because it's such a great book. It really is. I mean, it's your whole quantum angel healing. It's in a book, and you wrote it beautifully. Just a beautiful job.
Can't put it down.
Yeah, we're really into that. So we have a request, though. The next one that's translated in English, could it be the Quantum Angel Children?
Yes, it can. Again, you know, I'm asking the angels for helpers now, because, you know, running the charity, doing the conferences, working with clients, writing all this book, and I have my own family, and, you know, it's just a lot, but I'm happy to do it. But I'm sending out this from my heart. It was one of my heart's wishes to have more support so we can all benefit more and share that. Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Thank you so much. And I wanted to thank everyone else also for hanging in there with our little energy technology thing going on. And it was definitely a wonderful call with you, Eva, and your meditation and all your wonderful information. So thank you again, Eva, for being with us tonight and sharing from your heart. And we just knew immediately that you were just here for all the children and wanting to get the word out and helping everybody. So thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to that Frankfurt trip, actually.
Yeah, it will be a great family gathering, and we all know each other, and when we see each other, it's like, oh my God, there's my brother, there's my sister. So it's like a family reunion, and I thank you, because you're doing this all this voluntary work for free too, and you're putting all the work in doing the shows. And I know sometimes you say, well, maybe I quit or so. You know, I have those thoughts too, but I want to encourage you to keep going, because what you do is so valuable.
Oh, thank you. Those words of encouragement.
We are normal. Hey.
Yeah, we are normal, yes.
We are.
Yeah,
all right, Eva, you take care of that.
Thank you. Oh, our love to you, Eva, and your family, your wonderful son and your husband, and you're doing so much for everyone, and please give our love to your husband, Michael, and to your son, the guitarist, the talented.
Yes, my son is a musician. His name is Felix. He's the lucky one. He brings luck and has luck, and he is bringing in beautiful music. He's channeling the music, and my husband, Michael Bearhog, he has his own work and his own website, and we teach most of the workshops together. So yeah, we're all in it together. it's good. It's fun, and yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Eva, thank you so much. We just really love you so much, and so grateful that we've become friends with you. Thank you very much.
And I want to thank all the listeners too. And I will write a personal message for you in your book if you order it within the next 10 days, because then I'm gone to Europe again and teach there. So,
that's my
message for you. Yes, we're teaching in Europe pretty soon.
That's right. Yeah, you'll be leaving very soon. So, okay, I'll write that down to come to your blog and order the book within the next 10 days before you leave. And then you'll write a special message for each person. That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And I'm in the fall, too. So we're coming always back. I love this country. So God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.